B-Pod Studios.
Dub. Joe and Beetle are in the shadows of Fenway Park for the home opener. Live from Lucky Strike with Budweiser. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dub. Joe and Beetle are in the shadows of Fenway Park for the home opener. Live from Lucky Strike with Budweiser. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Believe it or not, and you believe it, he took ground balls with full unit the other day, the World Series uniform. He took ground balls with that. I was like, you're nuts, bro. You're like, yeah, so whatever. Yeah, but he'll be here, I think it's tomorrow or the next day, and for everything he say and everything Brad and the medical staff have told me, he's been able to bounce back from every challenge in the off season.
Point of reference, the actual uniform itself?
It was, yeah.
The road one in Dodge Stadium?
The World Series unit, yeah. I saw the patch, yeah.
Lucky Strike Social, right by Fenway Park. Come on by. We got a nice crowd here today, so.
We're back on, Dan. Here you go.
Crowd has been early arriving here today.
It's the biggest crowd we've had.
I think the Red Sox want you in your seat in like 5 minutes or something.
I think it's freaking cold outside. Nobody's hanging out on Yaki Way.
Yeah, it's only, what is it, 39 degrees outside? Something like that?
Jim and I
were barely hitting 40 here.
We were walking
38 degrees right
38.
Now.
What's the other road? Opposite Brookline, runs along Brookline. I had to turn around backwards because of the wind. Wind chill's got to be... You laugh.
Jersey Street? Jersey?
I know.
Van Ness?
We took a left on Yaki, the one we were on. Past Wahlburgers.
Oh, like I don't know.
That's wind tunnel. Where the players park.
It's Van Ness, isn't
it? Oh, Van Ness. I don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sorry.
I just like how Zoe refuses to say Jersey Street.
Jersey Street. Brookline Ave.
Ipswich Street. Van Ness. Lansdowne. It's five streets.
Well,
up at the ballpark.
Glad we were able to get that out of
there. David Ortiz way up there, too, right?
Yeah.
The bridge. David Ortiz Bridge. Like that, yeah. We're walking over that today.
That? Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Maybe they'll have a bridge about the little leader.
Do you know
the
Route 9 is Ted Williams Way? Did you know that?
I thought...
They named it after Ted Williams. Route 9.
All of it?
Yeah. The whole stretch. At one point. Just like the Ortiz thing.
About?
No one uses
wasn't
it.
Wasn't Lansdowne also Ted Williams Way? Wasn't
I don't know
that?
About that. But Route 9, because he was number 9. Route 9 is Ted Williams.
Yeah.
Ted Williams' wife, just telling you.
I think they tried to attach his name to Lansdowne.
I think you're right, Beetle.
Yeah. By renaming Lansdowne Street behind the Green Monster Ted Williams Way.
No,
yeah.
that never
yeah,
took.
Yeah, never stuck.
Never
took.
No.
Anyway.
You got to change the signs.
Yeah. I think there might be some sort of, I don't know, tribute out there, some sort. Anyway. Dustin Pedroia is, as you heard there from spring training, ready to go today. Was he in the clubhouse at 7 a.m. with his uniform?
I don't know. Really I wasn't in there. But there's a day off tomorrow, so he will not have to test this with the back-to-backs right out of the gate. So he can play today and play again Thursday. Thursday.
So Pedroia plays today. Yep. How many games does he play this season?
Well, that's the debate. I mean, he is an upgrade defensively over what they've had out there. I mean, Holt's on the injured list right now, and Nooney is Nooney, as we know. So I think
he's always an adventure.
He helps you, trick or treat player all the time.
Yeah.
But this is an upgrade. The pitchers are going to like this. That's a good thing. It's a question of can he play back to back days? Can he stay out there? I don't know if 120 does not sound reasonable. This could be the kind of thing. It could be over in 2 weeks. We don't know. But he's worked very hard, and see what your eyes tell you. Next couple days.
That's absolutely true, though. 2 weeks from now, Zoe, you could be sitting here saying, that was a nice career for Dustin Pedroia.
Yep.
That's kind of what I'm anticipating.
It's sort of the critical mass now, I think. I mean, this is...
I don't have any expectations for him.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that
I'm just trying to be, I mean,
they won the World Series without him, so everybody's prepared to go without him.
Anything he really gives you, you're on the hook for the money anyway, is great to me. I mean, if he could find a way to suck it up and get through the pain and play, the team's going to be better.
That's
Call for what it is.
Assuming
Call
he can still move and still be defensively what he was prior to the injuries.
Yeah.
I think that's a consideration as well. Fred is in Ayer today. What's up, Fred?
Hey.
Hi, guys. Fred. I'm sorry. I was muted. Yes, I just wanted to weigh in on the fact that, you know, you guys talked before the break about the president's latest reversal of Obama policy on baseball, and, you know, in Major League Baseball, I just wanted to point out he's the first president to impact three of the major sports. On the basketball level, the NBA champs last year refused to meet with him. And also in football.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Fred, I can't hear anything you're saying.
Yeah. Put him on hold.
Let's see how
I'll put you on hold.
Impacted other sports.
Who?
He's talking about the president. He's the only president who has impacted three of the major sports.
How did he impact any other sport?
I don't know.
Something
about Trump or Obama?
Trump.
He's talking about how whatever. I guess Golden State didn't want to visit the White House. I don't know how that impacts.
Doesn't impact the sport.
That doesn't impact the sport.
No. It's an invitation.
Yeah. Does not impact the sport. This thing impacts the sport.
This prohibits people from coming over.
We'll try this one more time. Yeah. Fred, what were the three sport impacts?
Okay, so there were three major sports that the our so-called president has impacted since he began his presidency. One is the uproar around the NFL and protests, in which he called anybody who protested sons of bitches. Then we have this reversal of Obama's policy, in which he really doesn't want us to play ball with Cuba anymore. And then
that affects the lone one. That affects
the meet with him at the White House.
Okay, well, competitively, Fred, he's only impacted one sport competitively, and that's baseball yesterday. End of story.
I mean, I would say that he has impacted the NFL, but not maybe directly.
Not competitively,
but he has impacted it in a way
that
it has led to, you know, conversations between owners, players, and the NFLPA. And that has driven some of the actions of owners. I would say in the NBA, I don't see the impact there at all.
Zero.
Because they didn't show. I don't think that goes into it whatsoever.
NBA does what they want to do anyway. Players run that league.
Yeah. Forming
a team.
I think a team not wanting to show up, though, that doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't impact the league.
No. It's just a decision that was made to not go. So I would say that's – this one to me is significant, though.
Yeah. It affects competition. It affects signings. It affects players who can't leave their country.
617-779-0985. Chris Sale's Velocity will be watched closely today at opening day. Dustin Pedroia is going to play in bat seventh today. Those are some of the stories here on opening day as the Red Sox open up a two-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays. Let me ask you a question, Dan. At what point do the Red Sox, record-wise, start to concern you?
Well, I mean, statistically, they've never gone 3-8 and then made the postseason. I mean, that's
Wait, are we already writing them off?
No, I'm just saying. I mean, so as much as we can say this means nothing, historically, it does mean something. They've never recovered from 3-8. I mean, for what it's worth.
And they've never recovered.
Doesn't mean it can't be a first time. No, I think they're going to make the playoffs. I do. They may not. They're not going to win 108. Give up the ghost on that one. I mean, they were 17-2 last year. They're 3-8. So the 108, you can, like, lose that. And they never had a four-game losing streak. They've already had that. They've had a three-game losing streak. Those things are different. But they, because of the, this is the tomato can in me in baseball, they, just by showing up, they win 90. And you're going to see it this week. This team's trying to lose. Toronto and Baltimore, two of them coming in back-to-back. This is going to be a soft parade of those guys. And so get ready. Just win 90 showing up. I do not worry about them doing that.
I think a lot of that has to do with how bad the other teams are, which you just said, which is fine. Is it unfair to compare this team to the 2014 team?
Yeah, I think. Because, again, the 13 team that won, that was inadvertent. That was random. You know, they signed those seven free agents.
Okay,
they hit on all of them.
So you're saying this is a better team.
Oh, my God. Yes. Way better team. I mean, this is – just look at the payroll and the star power of this team versus that team. I mean, you had, like, Johnny Gomes and David Ross. And, I mean, they had nice, you know, guys who contributed above and beyond. You know, you've got – again, their starting pitching payroll is $88 million. I mean, they got, you know, two guys who've won Cy Youngs, and Chris Sale hasn't. They're stacked. Their lineup.
And it seems like, too, that this team, if things do go right, they have the ability to get their heads out of their you-know-whats.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
it doesn't seem like they'll let stuff fester to where these guys are going to run rogue, or you're going to become form some sort of clique within that clubhouse to undermine the manager.
Yeah.
They like the manager.
Yeah,
they're going to play hard for the manager.
They're not even injured. I mean, the Yankees are overcoming injuries. They're going to have to, you know, they've got a little bit of a hurdle because of the players they don't have. They have depth. The Red Sox don't have that kind of depth, but their people aren't hurt. Their people are playing. And, I mean, Betts, J.D. Martinez, Devers, Benintendi, these guys are good. Bogarts, they're going to hit. They're going to score a million runs, and they're going to play bad teams and win games.
Mo and Quincy up next on Zolak and Bertrand. Mo.
Yes, I just want to let you know that the reason Trump putting that ban on Cuba is because Cuba's been helping out Venezuela.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got that. It feels like a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, it is.
You just want to erase the policy. Like you said, it's petty. Unnecessary petty.
I mean, I'm sorry. Do you think the Cuban government is upset? And that really puts any pressure? Oh, our baseball players can't go to America now? Oh, we're gonna change our position on this.
Right. And I don't think there's a parade in Venezuela for this kind of support either.
No.
They probably even know.
No. So that's what I think it is. Oh, what was Obama's policy on it? Yeah, we'll do the opposite. We'll do the opposite of that. Thank you. That's what we'll do. 617-779-0985, the telephone number. We are here at Jillian's Lucky Strike Social, brought to you by Budweiser, legendary lager for legendary moments. The Celtics are winding down the regular season. They're going to make a signing today. Who can it be? I want to touch on that. By the way, Dan's date's coming up at 11:50.
Ben Baker?
Leave Tom Brady alone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Social on Lansdowne.
There's the pitch.
With Budweiser. It's the home opener for the Sox. With 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Oh, Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Okay, who is this, Dan?
This is Donovan Leach.
Did we play this?
He went by
year?
Donovan. And his daughter is Ione Sky, who was in John Cusack holds up the box there. That one there.
She's Diane Court?
No, where John Cusack, he's outside.
Yeah, he's like
the
outside with Diane Court's
in it. This singer's daughter is the girl.
Why are we playing this? Is there a reason?
That I have no idea. Mellow Yellow.
You know you have deja vu like that? I swear to God we were here and we played this last year.
Really?
And you did this Donovan thing. You've done this before.
Well, and
Hardy, has he done this before?
He was on the treat to the Maharishi with the Beatles. Donovan was on it with Mia Farrow and the Beatles. He was part of that when John Lennon bailed out early when they found out the Maharishi.
Beatles, you said you wanted to talk about a player the Celtics might be signing today.
Oh, okay.
Mellow, right.
I'm like, why are we playing this?
And I hung out with this guy in Denver one night at an airport.
Who?
Donovan.
Donovan.
Yes.
He's Scottish.
Was the Dalai Lama?
Yeah. He was drinking that drink that tastes like licorice. Zambuca?
Yeah. Do you know the don't look. Do you know the songs?
I thought you were going to say I was with Donovan and he was drinking Mellow Yellow.
Sunshine Superman, Atlantis.
Do you know what song kept it from being number one? It was the hit number two on the charts. There was a song in front of it that prevented it from becoming a number one hit.
Petula Clark, Sleep in the Subway. No, I don't know.
No, it's Good Vibrations by the Beach
Ooh,
Boys.
Well, that was a quite better song.
Good Vibrations kept this from hitting number one.
Yeah.
And look at what we
should have.
Which was used in an orange soda pop commercial later on. See, it all ties together. Mellow Yellow.
Highly underrated soda. This used to be
Mellow Yellow wasn't really like
Mellow
orange,
Yellow.
Was it?
It used to be the king before Mountain Dew.
No.
Mellow Yellow. You would drink that instead of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, it was like Sprite Sierra Mist. It was Mellow Yellow Mountain Dew.
Yep, and then yeah, it's like that.
I did not.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was an orange. Would you say it was an orange soda?
I didn't know. It was a green, like a Mountain Dew.
No, but it didn't have the taste. I mean, taste or color of orange soda. Hardy just said
No. Good Vibrations was used for,
oh,
I believe,
my bad.
A Sun-Kissed orange soda pop commercial for years.
I thought we were talking about Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, and Mellow Yellow, I mean, I don't know if they're a huge sponsor now, but Mellow Yellow sucks. It's Mountain Dew.
Oh, it blows. It's like Tab. You ever like the aftertaste?
Mellow
Tab
Yellow is a like a poor man's Mountain Dew. Mellow Yellow came out like 30 years after Mountain Dew.
Your most underrated soda, Fresca.
Does it still exist? Can you still get Mellow
Yellow? Oh, sure. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'll go get your Mellow Yellow
Fresca
right now.
Are you going to tell the listeners why they were playing Mellow Yellow? Because there is a reason for this.
Well, we did.
Look at you driving the bus. Huh?
Okay, all right.
So you want to host a show?
Excuse us.
Why don't you come in doing weekends?
All right, so the question is, who are they signing today? They're going to sign a player. Is it Mello?
Oh, my God.
That'd be great.
It would be great for us. But
I think it was Gary Washburn, right?
Wash?
Who said that this player could potentially be on the playoff roster for the Celtics, who it is they signed today.
I know, disrupting your team right in the nick of time. Ball hog, overrated.
So you don't think it's Mello?
Well, I mean, it'd be great to write about, but I don't think it'd be good for the Celtics.
I think it could.
Come in and infect this locker room? I think it'd be good entertainment for us.
He would.
It'd be great.
He'd be a good talker.
Love it. Oh, my God.
He's never won anything. He won at Syracuse.
Watch him come in first night and hang 33. That'd just be
overrated.
That'd be perfect for
ball
us,
hog.
Right?
Overrated
ball hog.
You know, they did eat this with what they're trying to do right now. Something else Brad Stevens said today is that Marcus Smart's injury is not a long-term injury.
Good. They can't beat the Bucks without him.
They don't play the Bucks in the first round.
I'm not worried about the first round. I'm fast-forwarding past this thing.
I think everybody is.
I'm not dignifying that first
round. You're
going to
make a pick? You're making a prediction on this series?
Five max.
Celtics, five max.
Yeah, five. Yeah, sorry.
Have the Celtics been a good enough team this year that you can confidently
just this matchup? I mean, you've seen Indiana. We've seen when Oladipo got hurt, whatever. I thought they were going to tank, and they didn't, but now they are. I mean, they can't beat anybody without him. They won't beat the Celtics without him. They didn't beat him all year. They're nothing. Easy first-round opponent. The Nets would have been harder. Other teams would have been harder.
I just don't think the Celtics are deserving.
I understand. They're in no position to
be in five.
You're right. That's fair. But because of this draw, I'm going there. Tomato can.
I'm going to say they sweep
them. Tomato can.
I'm going to say they sweep them.
That's bold.
I'm going to say 4-0.
I'll sweep. Give Indy one out there.
Well, I'm going to say that it happens in more than five. Six or seven games.
Wow.
Oh, seven games. Yeah. These guys.
I think it could happen.
These guys.
They're in trouble then.
I just don't think the Celtics have earned.
You're right.
Earned that sort of pick.
What you say is true, but I'm just saying because they're playing. If they were playing some other teams, I wouldn't say that, but it's this draw. I think it's, you know, among the weakest. Like the Nets would give them a better series.
Why don't you think that they can beat the Bucks without Marcus Smart?
Well, because I think the Bucks are formidable. And I know they're a little bit banged up. And, you know, it took them seven games last year when the Bucks had a worse coach, a worse bench. You know, Giannis is a year older, and he's the MVP of the league. Middleton's a great shooter. And you're going to be on the road. They didn't win on the road last year.
I heard this yesterday, and I know we spent some time on this, though, but if Marcus Smart is the difference between you winning and losing a playoff series in the second round...
Yeah, I mean, he's always on the floor at the end of the game.
But isn't that...
And there's
sort
a reason
of wrong
for that.
Wrong, looking at the roster.
Not really?
I
know.
Star
no,
power.
He's
what this team is supposed to be.
He's a crunch time. You have to have him because of the defense and the aggressiveness. The 50-50 balls. You have to have him on the floor at the end of the game. They always will, I'm telling you. Red would have been the same way with this guy. We know his flaws and the things you don't want him doing.
You don't want him taking shots
always on the
court
at the
end of the games, but
it's close.
Pete is in Delaware. Hey, Pete.
Hey, guys. Hey, last week we were talking about Quincy, then now we're talking about Mellow Yellow. We're going back. We'll keep going back in time.
Yep. Love that.
What do you want to talk about, Pete?
Dan loves anything that's old.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not an agent of change.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the invention of the hot dog next.
Hey, as far as the Celtics go, I just kind of, I don't know who they would bring in. Obviously, hopefully they would not play any type of role because... Brad Stevens, really, as much as I think he's a great coach, he's obviously struggled with trying to get guys minutes and who's going to be on the bench. My question to you guys is, simply put, do you think now that we're into playoffs, depending on Marcus Smart's situation, do you think he is going to lessen the rotation, or do you think we're going to be putting out 10 men every game? Do you think things will change now we're in the playoffs?
Does he shorten his bench in the playoffs? Brad Stevens.
It depends on how healthy they are. I mean, with Jaylen Brown and Smart, in this first round with Smart, I mean, that's not sure. Brown didn't finish strong. I mean, I think that's a health issue. I think he'd like to stay with 10.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with him going in the first series with that due to health, due to the fact that it's, I'm with you, Dan, an inferior opponent.
Oh, my God.
It is an inferior
opponent.
Great draw.
It's a great draw.
They should beat them. They shouldn't have they shouldn't have an issue winning the series, but I think that they'll find a way to lose some along the way. Oof. That's what I think. So I think at first it's going to remain the same.
Well, if they play like that, like you're saying, and they carry over this poorness and this attitude and whatever, yeah, that's going to kick in. If they carry that over into the Indiana series, then they will go down against the Bucks.
Are you at all encouraged by the way they've played lately?
Yes. Yes. I think everybody is. Feels better. Haywood feels
better.
Feels
like he turned a corner. Does.
You know, and Horford, I think Horford's...
Oh, it's Haywood,
I think
dude.
Horford can be a good you know, he's a good postseason player. Never takes a bad shot. He's going to have his hands full in the second round.
The decisions Hayward's been making, too. And plus, I think he's been going to the hole more. You know, he looks like a different player. And if they get it out of him, like Beatle said, they got to rely on, you mentioned Horford, they got to rely on their big three.
Yeah.
And they need those guys to carry him. Now, they always slide Smart because I think Smart gives them the attitude, a little edge. You know, not totally from a point production standpoint, but just the tenacity of it. Well, defense, no effort. I know you poo-poo it, but... See your Channel 7 headline?
What's that?
We usually talk bears and sharks on this show, like which would win, bear versus a shark.
Yeah.
400-pound horse found dead.
Where?
In Massachusetts. Leading headline on Channel 7. Suspected killing of a bear. Bear killed it.
You're kidding me.
So we know now bear easily wins over horse. Like, what the hell's a horse? How's a horse going to?
Was that ever in question?
What's a horse going to do? Take its bit off and bite it?
Could have told you that.
Kick it? Like a donkey.
Where did this happen?
Jim just said. It's a Channel 7 headline. Jim, where at in Massachusetts did the horse die?
I can look.
Yeah. I've got it right here.
These damn bears. Bears got to eat.
Hinsdale.
Bear kill. Ow.
Let's see what it says here. A Hinsdale family is warning residents to secure pets and animals after their small horse was killed and pulled from his stall.
Hardy, you got woods behind your house there now? A new one?
Yeah, but I got BB guns, so I'm all right.
I see your dog going out there nibbling a bear's paw.
I think two would be friends.
Paw. Paw. He'd eat that dog in a second, man.
Nope. They're fast friends. You don't understand the ways of the animal kingdom, though. But, yes, they say that they saw coyotes feeding on the dead horse.
Yeah.
In this Hinsdale incident.
Yeah.
But environmental police disgusting. Investigators do not think coyotes could have pulled the horse up and over the gate of its stall out of a barn and into the family's yard.
Right.
Good
right.
thing they have investigators on that to figure
sleuths.
That one out.
So there's no way the coyotes would have pulled a 400-pound horse.
They don't
over
think
top
so. They don't know for sure. They
nothing
don't think
gets by
so.
Those guys.
Hey, we didn't talk
she
about it yesterday.
She advised people to bring in bird feeders and other food sources to discourage bear visits.
Hey, nothing better than those lions eating that poacher, though. Nothing was left of that guy's skull. We didn't touch on that story. It was out.
No,
Murray
didn't.
Was losing his mind.
It's good
that
one,
was awesome.
It's a good one, though.
That's
the lions
one.
Were brought into the preserve there to eat
to
the
kill
poachers.
People, yeah.
And they did exactly that.
You want to poach
well,
rhinos?
They kill it. The elephant the killed him, and then the lions ate him.
What's an elephant killed?
All they found
seriously.
Was a skull. How do you like that one? Justice being served. 617-779-0985. Dan States at 1150. Another Red Sox item about today. That is Craig Kimbrel will not be at opening day today.
Good
we
move.
Will
oh,
tell
Pete's
you,
upset.
We will tell you what the Red Sox said about
Sweet
that.
Sweet Lakes
next.
Is all upset.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
the home opener for the Sox.
Play ball.
Zolak and Bertrand are live at Lucky Strike Social with Budweiser on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is the team out of the Kimball wait. Do you think the team might still re-sign Kimball to a shorter deal?
Do you want to touch that?
I think it's extremely unlikely.
Spring training. Owner speaking about Craig Kimbrell. John Henry didn't want to talk about that one. Handed it off to Tom Werner.
Oh, he handled it well.
Who said it was extremely unlikely that they bring back Craig Kimbrell. They did invite him today, though, even though he's not on the team. They did invite him to come accept his ring, and he turned down the invite from the team.
Smart man.
Oh, why is that?
Because it's embarrassing. I mean, he doesn't need to be here unemployed, and it's kind of the elephant in the room. Oh, Craig. You didn't get another job.
Right.
Oh, our last memory is Chris Sale coming in to save the World Series because you lost your job at the end, and now you're holding out for too much money on a position that has been redefined throughout baseball, and why aren't you working, and what's the deal? And I just, you know, he had very high expectations for his free agency, and it just, his timing was abysmal. And
you're not kidding.
And that's where it is. And I mean, I'm not going to be too sympathetic, but I just think it would be really awkward. Among the other awkward things you could have in a day like this, that would be way up there.
You're right. They're probably thankful he
didn't say I'm gonna come back. If I were him, I wouldn't want to be here. It's just like, he's unemployed.
Is it the same team? I don't think it would be awkward from a fan standpoint. People would applaud him.
Yeah. No, internal.
But, yeah, like being around the players and the team and the front office people, I get that.
Like if you're David Price, what do you say to him? I mean, or if you're Sell, what do you say?
Team, hey, get in there. This team, and he's kind of withdrawn guy. He's not a real outgoing guy. I mean, Joe Kelly came back. You know, he's pitching for the Dodgers. He's Joe Kelly, Fight Club, all that stuff. Everybody loves him. And his personality is more conducive to this, even if he were unemployed. I just think, Kimbrell should not be unemployed on paper. I mean, the guy's got a Hall of Fame
career. He should be somewhere for not what he was making.
He's not that old. And he saved a ton of games in the last, years here. But it's just an awkward, embarrassing thing for him. But yeah, you're right. The fans love him. Give him the love.
So, with that being the case, he declined, and the team had this to say with Sam Kennedy. Said, I spoke with Craig at length yesterday, which would have been 2 days ago now. While he really appreciated our invite and our outreach, he feels his attendance might create a distraction. Out of respect for his teammates, former teammates, he has chosen to not attend. While disappointed, we totally respect and understand his decision.
Yep.
That's good by Sam. Yeah. You got to address it.
That's fine. It would not have been a distraction to the players here. It would have been embarrassing to Craig Kimbrell.
It's good it wasn't a quick call. And I think he emphasized that. I spoke with him at length. So we had a nice conversation. Yeah.
Everybody
nice
did the right thing here.
We all understand. Yeah, we're thankful for him helping us get there. We needed him. And you're not going to go on the type of money that he was demanding and talking about.
And
what
no
is
one
he
else
gonna
is.
Do?
I kept thinking, he'd sign a 1 year somewhere. And don't forget the qualifying offer, which was extended here.
Should have taken it.
It was like 17 or 18 million.
I'd open up chiropractic.
For 1 year.
I'd open up chiropractic practices around the back problem, hunched over.
And he's
everybody got all the back problems around.
That guy could be making $17 million a year right now,
and
playing for the Red Sox.
And they were very beholden to the medical care here in the community because they had the daughter born with the heart issue, and everybody stood behind him. It was a wonderful, heartwarming story for everyone. The little girl's doing great.
Yep.
And the medical here is very attractive to them because of that. And yeah, he could be. I mean, all he had to do was say yes, and the money's in his pocket, and he's on a team chance to go to the playoffs again. You got the medical here. You don't have to move. It's all good. It's just this can't be a good time for him.
This from R.J. Anderson at CBS. Nearly a week and a half into baseball's regular season, free agent closer Craig Kimbrell remains unsigned. Equally upsetting, he remains unlinked to any particular team. This despite prospective contenders like the Nationals, Cubs, Braves, and Brewers fielding some of baseball's worst statistical bullpens thus far.
There's money issues about, how much he costs.
Does anyone know for sure what he wants?
Well, initially, he wanted Chapman money initially. He was talking about a 6-year deal. you know, 70, 80 million, something like that. I mean, you know, it was crazy. And then the notion that he would sit out for the year. But again, go back to that qualifying offer, and you say to yourself, geez, we forgot about that, which is a ton of dough for 1 year. And I always thought maybe, you know, they could get him at a team-friendly 1 year now, but that hasn't happened with anybody. And, you know, this luxury tax threshold dollars are worth there. And don't forget, he came into free agency at the worst possible time because the position has changed. People aren't paying for saves anymore. They're not buying the guy who's coming in with a 5-2 lead and three easy outs in the ninth. And that's what he does. He was the easy save guy. He was the guy needing the lead, needing the clean inning, can't come in the seventh or eighth, can't inherit trouble, needed a clean inning. And that's not the position anymore. And he basically lost his job here at the end. He had a terrible offseason. And he's on the downside of his career. He's just past the apex of any pitcher's career. He's not going to get better. And the position has been redefined. People aren't paying for that anymore. And they want guys who can come in the 6th, 7th, 8th inning, higher leverage innings. Andrew Miller, you know, that kind of thing. And all the guys the Yankees have.
And some flexibility in terms of which innings you can use a guy,
yeah,
right? Which he has,
yeah,
none of.
He did. He lost his job here.
Well, here's the thought around baseball, because Tom Ricketts, Cubs owner, he does a weekly radio hit in Chicago.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Wow. Wonder if he does dates.
I don't know if he does dates. But Tom Ricketts went on 670 The Score in Chicago yesterday. They have had a slow start in Chicago. Said he believes in Theo, believes in Joe Maddon, and says on Craig Kimbrell, quote, he may be a bigger ticket than we can swing.
I know, and the Brewers are saying that, too, and they need him.
I mean, the Cubs don't lack resources.
No.
But their perception is, oh, this guy wants a ton of money. We can't do it. We're not going to do it for him.
Big swinging ticket. Get it?
Just,
I know what you were going for there.
I did, too.
It just doesn't work.
It didn't work. Hey, you got to take shots.
Swing and a miss.
That's never happened on this station before. Nobody's ever taken a shot.
Swing and a miss.
That's good, though.
Jeff in Marlboro. Jeff.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to weigh in on the Sox season so far. How do you think – I wanted to get Shaughnessy's take on how do you think J.D. Martinez can kind of – as a big bat in the rotation – I know you guys are talking about big bats. So a big bat in the rotation is going to sort of change the pace of the – of the lack of success so far, but more importantly, I wanted to get Shaughnessy's take on, if you're making a pizza at home, do you use salt?
Okay, we're not doing that again.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is, but and the one point which he didn't even care to make was the JD, there's the one guy who didn't let him down.
Yeah, it's a prank call. He's an idiot.
Yeah,
he keeps asking the same question.
Yeah.
If you make a pizza at home, salsa or sauce?
Yeah. Sauce.
Sauce. Oh, why he keeps calling
again,
with that?
I don't want to talk about quesadillas.
Never done it.
It's just, I don't get it. Anyway, coming up next, Dan's dates.
Yeah.
We're all prepared for it. You good to go?
Good to go.
Ready to
nice.
Go?
Yeah.
All right, we'll do it next.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Team.
Little League?
With Budweiser.
Fantasy League.
It's the home opener for the Sox. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Did you take my phone?
Nobody took your phone.
Nobody.
You leave it over there? It's over there, so.
All right.
You got it.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care.
Lucky Strike Social. We got a nice crowd here.
Sure do.
We got a couple guys from Maine.
Hey.
They don't know Blair. They don't even like Blair.
They're normal. Normal people. They said we're not caught. We're not a bunch of nose pickers. Yeah, we don't show movies off our forehead. And we don't drive tractors.
Yeah.
So.
And so they're happy to be here.
We
got a nice crowd building. Third floor. Lucky Strike Social. Jillian's. Come see us. Dan Shaughnessy's final segment is now, and it's Dan's dates.
The dates. Today is April 9th. and it's a strong day, April 9th.
No kidding.
Red Sox opener is a strong day.
You know, Evel Knievel died yesterday. Not yesterday, but it's been his anniversary.
Is that right?
I wish you were in yesterday.
I wish you were in yesterday. Yesterday was my birthday. I'd like to know the
date. Oh, my God.
Date.
It would have been good.
Beatles' birthday, if you haven't heard.
Frank Lloyd Wright died on this day. He was the famous architect.
Yeah.
He died on this day a long, long time ago. People that were born this day, the birthdays.
I've been in his house falling water.
How old do you think the Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, Paulina Porizkova?
I'm not familiar with her, so no. I don't know.
She married Rick Ocasek from the Cars.
I'm gonna go 53.
She's 54. Yeah. Cynthia Nixon. Is she in office or just ran for office? Did she win?
Don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know who she is, right? Cynthia Nixon, one of the Sex and the City, the redhead.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, Miranda.
What did she run for?
Okay, Miranda.
What did she run for?
She ran for something in New York.
Really?
Maybe mayor. I don't know. She's 53.
Her and did you ever see that? Her and that guy Steve. What an awful relationship.
Yeah.
Like, talk about miscast again.
Jimmy Tingle is 64 today.
He's a good guy.
Dennis Quaid. How old is Dennis Quaid?
Ooh. Oh, great
I
ghost.
Love his stuff. Great ghost, yeah.
Everybody's All-American. Very good.
I was cutting my grass one day. True story. On my, I used to have a John Deere. Yeah. I still have a John Deere. But when I used to cut my grass, some guy stopping us. That's when the movie came out with him and, the hell is her name? Jessica Lange.
Jessica Lange.
And it's prior to having kids. He goes, you just reminded me of the Grey Ghost, man.
Wow, yeah. Like, yeah, you got some ghosts going on there, no question. He is 65 years old today. Also, Frequency. I love Frequency.
You ever see Contact?
Oh, yeah, love Contact. He was the only one elected.
Not in there.
Yeah. Joe Scarborough is 56 today. Remember Little Rudy on The Cosby Show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Keisha Knight Pullman? She's 40 years old now, Little Rudy.
Wow. Oh, the girl old. Rudy. Okay, I'm trying to think of boy.
No, she was little.
See, Cosby girl. Show kind of.
I know, yeah. It's like.
It's either Hardy, right? We miss you either hit on these shows or.
Yeah, that's kind of out of circulation now, too. I don't think anybody shows that anymore. It's like you just can't watch it, right? It's over.
Yeah, the reruns
like
on that are over.
That Magello pudding.
Someone I think Zoe may have met at one time or another, Lisa Guerrero.
Lisa used to coach the cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Used to date Hugh Millen.
How old do you think she is?
I used to have to talk her off the ledge with him.
Yeah.
Because he had her fax machine for Christmas one year.
Crying,
threatening to break it up with him.
Just the fax, man.
I said, it's your fault. You got engaged to Mr. Rogers. I mean, what do you want me to do?
How old is she? Today's her birthday.
Oh, she's a little bit older than me, so I'd go 53, 54.
She's 55.
Yeah.
Still got her fastball.
Yeah.
We're going. Stuff that happened.
Oh, we got another birthday. Hold on.
You sure we're going to throw that speedball by you? Make you look like a fool?
Yeah, see?
Speedball.
You got one, Hardy?
Our producer from NBC Sports Boston, Josh.
Yeah.
His birthday today. How old is Josh today?
Josh is, he's young. He's like,
I'm going to 33.
Yeah, I'm going to go right there.
Zoe nailed it, 33.
Wow.
Yeah, see, God, way to go, Zoe.
Thanks, bud.
That's good. Well, he'll be, stuff that happened on his birthday, April 9th. In 2003, this was the day that they toppled the Saddam Hussein statue.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. Bringing it down with a rope and everything like that, you know.
That thing wasn't anchored in very well, huh?
That thing was great for TV, though.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was a tremendous image.
It's a made-for-TV image right
tremendous
there.
Tremendous image. On this date, 1965, the first game in the Houston Astrodome. It was an exhibition game, preseason game.
Eighth wonder of the world.
Like Texas State Football Championship.
You know, and now the thing looks like a guard shack next to Reliance Stadium
now.
It's like so small. And
it's tiny.
It is. It's like when you check in with your car when you're going into the Reliant.
With a pre-Super Bowl party in that thing.
Yeah. Ooh, like that must have been a sweet spot.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
Like, weird.
You know,
just
first,
weird.
First indoor small. Sporting event, of a baseball game. Artificial turf.
Did you see the story about the guy?
AstroTurf, it was called.
Yeah, a guy and a couple of his brothers who snuck in there
no.
a couple of years back.
Yeah.
And just, they weren't in there to do any damage or anything, but they found a way to get in.
Yeah.
And they took a million pictures, and it's pretty cool.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
They didn't get eaten by the Lions,
love
did they?
It. And the first home run hit that was hit by Mickey Mantle in the exhibition game.
All right.
In 1979, the 3 Mile Island crisis was determined over.
Ooh.
That was the nuclear meltdown.
Yeah,
that's in Pennsylvania, right?
Not a good thing. 1984, the Oscar was announced. Terms of Endearment was the winner. Jack Nicholson was the astronaut.
He was good in that role, too.
He won supporting actor, and Shirley MacLaine won best actress that year, 1984. Now, speaking of astronauts, on this date in 1959, the United States of America unveiled the Mercury 7, the original 7 astronauts, which I love this stuff because I can name them all. How many can you name? Anybody?
Oh, the original Mercury 7?
Yeah, first guys.
Gus Grissom.
Gus was one.
Alan Shepard.
That is two from Derry, New Hampshire, by the way.
John Glenn.
Yeah, there's a rocket when you drive through Derry. There's a rocket.
John Glenn's a given.
Yeah, John Glenn's three. Very good. You guys aren't doing bad.
I've got Shepard Glenn. That's it.
Okay.
No, hold on. Dennis Quaid played in the right stuff.
I know, the right stuff.
Yeah. I can't remember. Go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, Deke Slayton.
Yeah.
Wally Schirra. Scott Cooper.
No chance.
Carpenter. I forget Carpenter's first name.
Scott Cooper played third base for a time.
Yeah, maybe I'm getting... Anyway, there's Cooper and Carpenter.
Two-time All-Star.
I got some stories.
They had to say somebody.
I got some Cooper. I got some Cooper and Tim Nehring stories.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Not for air.
Okay. But, okay.
Oh, okay. Later, from the tent. Beetle.
Other stuff that happened on April 9th. The funeral for Martin Luther King was on this date in 1968, Morehouse College. That. Everyone attended that. I mean, Nixon was there. Bobby Kennedy was there. I mean, that was it was just a very, very hot day in April. In 1865, General Lee surrendered to Appomattox. You know, kind of a big deal.
I mean, a lot of dates here in General Lee.
Yeah, it goes on. On this date, 1940, the Fuhrer invaded Denmark and Norway. You know, so we always have a Fuhrer item on this date.
A bunch of windmills.
On this date in 1913, the first baseball game at Ebbets Field. I bet it wasn't as cold as this. The Phillies defeated the Dodgers 1-0. I'm going to wrap it up there. Hardy, did you go into any deep research on this date for baseball?
You got the Fenway Park one earlier, didn't you?
No, I did not. April 9th. Help me out.
Okay. All right.
The year of our Lord.
I can do that one for you. Yes, on this date, 9 April, in the year of our Lord, 1912. First ever game played at Fenway Park. Red Sox beat Harvard 2-0 in an abbreviated exhibition contest. Played on a cold and snowy afternoon in front of 3,000 hardy fans. Crimson third baseman and captain Dana Wingate, a sophomore from Winchester, Massachusetts, becomes the first batter in the Boston ballpark, taking the first pitch for ball one before being struck out on a fastball thrown by Casey Hagman. There you go.
That's good. April 9th, the Harvard game. I knew there was a game before the... I think April 12th is when the first game was.
Kind of haughty fans. A bunch anyway, of, bunch of women good. Went to the game. Yeah.
So, Beetle, April 9th. Pretty good. Sorry it's not your birthday, but...
No, yeah, all good.
Later is pretty good.
All good, nonetheless. All right, Dan. Enjoy opening day.
Have fun.
I'm going to go to Yankee Stadium next week, and I'll see you guys after I come back from Yankee Stadium.
I'm glad you set your schedule. You do whatever you need to do to get that.
It's all good.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Well, just for you, Dan.
Dan Shaughnessy departs on time. At noontime, he is out and on his way over to Fenway Park, where first pitch today is just after 2 o'clock.
Just moments away.
I mean, get in your seat now.
Yeah, 12:45.
Are the gates open yet? Can you get in there right now?
I think 11:30, right?
11:30.
Okay. Gates are open.
Yeah, they want you in your seats by 12:45.
It's a party. Jim and I were on a warning track, right?
That is a ridiculous ask.
Yep.
Yeah, come to the game and make sure you're in your seat an hour and 25 minutes before we throw the first pitch, because the game itself will be so quick today, I'm sure. Ah.
Boom.
What time do you think the ceremony actually begins?
I'm going to say 1 o'clock. You said be in your seats by 12:45.
Maybe.
That gives you a 15-minute window.
I hate to be the visiting team today. You don't get your normal routine in before the game.
I just stay on. No bitch there.
Right?
Stay in the locker room, maybe.
Yeah, it's true.
Hey, put the TV on. Let's watch Facts of Life.
I hope they get to stay in the clubhouse.
You get Netflix on this?
They have to sit in that dugout for an hour. 617-779-0985. We know this. There will be no Patriot ownership, coach, or quarterback here today. That's what we're hearing on that front. We'll talk about that and get back to your calls. You're on Zolak and Bertrand from Lucky Strike Social at Jillian's.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.